In this week's edition of House Matters, government stresses the importance of the IMF agreement, and Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller announces plans for the establishment of a Cultural and Creative Industries Commission. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has emphasized that the International Monetary Fund, the IMF agreement, is necessary to facilitate stability and economic growth. Making her contribution to the 2013-2014 budget debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said if the country is to benefit from this agreement, all obligations have to be met. While Jamaica is set to receive some US$200 million more in financial assistance under the IMF agreement than initially anticipated, Mrs. Simpson-Miller pointed out that the IMF agreement on its own will not be enough to solve our economic problems.
We have to grow our economy in order to accelerate national development. This is the direction in which the administration I lead is going. We invite all stakeholders in the society, including the opposition, to join us. We must work together in unity if we are to lift this country from the position we are now in.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the World Bank has identified some of the main issues that affect Jamaica's economic growth prospects. These include macroeconomic instability, the costs of doing business, including transaction costs, an unfriendly business environment, inadequate labor productivity, and crime and violence. She points out that over the last 16 months, the government has formulated and is implementing a policy framework designed to ensure macroeconomic stability through fiscal prudence, address the issues associated with energy, develop human capital, strengthen international relationships, and optimize trade and investment, among other things. Plans are afoot for the establishment of a Cultural and Creative Industries Commission, which will oversee development of Jamaica's cultural and creative industries policy and master plan. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says this will be undertaken in consultation with key stakeholders in efforts to promote the growth and development of those industries, thereby enabling the country to tap into the lucrative global earnings.
Cultural and creative industries, which are an important part of our growth and development agenda. These create avenues for social expression, jobs, will generate additional streams of revenue.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller noted that data from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, showed an increase in the revenue generated from global exports of creative industry goods and services from $267 billion US in 2002 to $592 billion US in 2008. She told parliamentarians on Tuesday that the modern focus which the administration will place on the sector is out of recognition that it spans several industries as well as ministries, agencies, and departments of government. The Prime Minister noted that in the past, the sectors were not treated as a whole, but instead, separate focus was given to information and communications technologies innovation, and the traditional cultural and creative sectors including design, music, broadcasting, performance arts, and even sport.
As part of our transformative approach, these will be rationalized and developed into a dynamic and important economic sector.
The government is moving to strengthen social protection and security for the most vulnerable in society through the development of a unique combination of projects. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the objectives will be achieved through better targeting and coordination of existing programs such as the Rural Economic Development Initiatives, READY, and the Steps to Work program.
Among the first to participate in the redesigned Rural Economic Development Initiatives, READY, and the PATH Step to Work program will be those at greatest risk.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. She notes that the government is duty-bound to exercise the greatest care that every dollar is more wisely spent through better coordination and targeted intervention to protect the most vulnerable members of the Jamaican family. That's it for this week's edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.